Senator Cory Booker tests positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms. By Paul Bois on December 20, 2021. Two former 2020 presidential candidates announced positive tests for the coronavirus Sunday. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Senator Cory Booker, DNJ. Booker, who received both doses of the vaccine and a booster shot, said he tested positive for the virus while encouraging everyone to get vaccinated. I learned today that I tested positive for COVID-19 after first feeling symptoms on Saturday. My symptoms are relatively mild, said Booker. I'm beyond grateful to have received two doses of vaccine and, more recently, a booster. I'm certain that without them I would be doing much worse. I encourage everyone who is eligible to get vaccinated and boosted, he added. Earlier on Sunday, Senator Elizabeth Warren also announced she tested positive for the coronavirus, saying she had relatively mild symptoms. I regularly test for COVID and while I tested negative earlier this week, today I tested positive with a breakthrough case, Warren tweeted. Thankfully, I'm only experiencing mild symptoms and am grateful for the protection provided against serious illness that comes from being vaccinated and boosted, she added. Warren advised everyone across the country to get their vaccine and booster shot as soon as possible. As cases increase across the country, I urge everyone who has not already done so to get the vaccine and the booster as soon as possible. Together, we can save lives, she said. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, coronavirus vaccines are a safe and effective measure to prevent severe illness and hospitalization. Some Democrats, however, have claimed that vaccine mandates and vaccine passports should be in place to stop the spread of the virus. On a flight now to Bay Area and it is 100% batty that the unvaccinated are allowed to fly. It's unsafe in the cabin and we are transporting the virus. Requiring the vaccine to fly is the least we can do to stop the spread, Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, tweeted on Sunday.